Sim.
So for the board clerk's abilities here, can you please tell who's in the room?
Yes,
Or
we
call the meeting
have
to order. Call the meeting to order and tell us who's in the room.
calling the meeting to order at 7:32 p.m. And in the room we have Tom Crockett, who I'm going to appoint. I'm going to seat, because you don't have seven members, and we have Jeremy Flick, Chair Tom Manning, Member Marilee Manning, Member Tom Robbins, and alternate to be Diane DiMenzio. Well, you know who's on the web. In the
Okay, and
room,
so
Jim.
online we have Arlene Fiano, Jim Cropley, Mike D'Amato, Kwan Gordon, and Andrew Ladiga. I assume that's who that is, and myself, Patrice Carson.
Okay, the first order of business
So
is
I'm sorry, you said you were going to appoint Tom for who?
Tom Crockett,
Steve Clark.
For Steve.
No,
Steve's an
no,
alternate.
no. Steve's an alternate. One, two, three, four, five,
Oh, Rodney's seat.
six,
He's
seven.
got Rodney's seat. Rodney's
Rodney's
seat.
got Rodney's seat. Yeah. For the vacancy for Rodney is. I can appoint an alternate, I think.
Who else is missing that is a full member?
I think
Steve
that's
Clark.
it.
Rodney still count?
Yeah,
No,
I think
Rodney's an empty seat. So your full members are Manning, Cropley, Flick, Robbins, Fournier, Scala, but Scala's not on the board anymore. So yeah, if you're going to seat Tom Crockett, you can seat him for Rodney.
yes, that's what I'm going to do. Okay. Next on the agenda is the approval of minutes for November 8th, 2023.
Make a motion to accept the minutes as is.
Second that.
Motion by Tom Crockett, second Jeremy Flick. Is there any discussion? Want to call a roll. Tom Crockett,
Aye.
Jeremy Flick.
Aye.
Tom Robbins,
Aye.
and the chair votes aye.
How about Arlene?
And
Arlene, you're
Arlene,
probably.
sorry.
Aye.
And Jim Crawford.
Aye.
Okay.
So we've got six in
Thank
favor,
you.
zero opposed, zero abstain, correct?
Okay. Residents forum. Any member of the public wants to talk us about something that's not on the agenda. Andrew, do you want to talk? Please.
One.
Okay, Diane, would you like to say anything?
No, I introduced myself
Okay.
last time.
Okay. And Kwan? Do you want to say anything, Kwan?
Yes. How's everyone doing? Hopefully everyone's doing well and getting ready and hooked up for the holidays. I'm here basically for item six, I think it's 6B. I think there's been expression or soon to be expression from the DTC to put myself forward for the vacancy that's currently on the agenda for this evening. Hopefully I'm looking to continue the work that I was doing previously when I was a member of the board. And I hope everyone will consider that. And probably the official channels, you could probably expect something from our DTC in official letter form before the next planning and zoning meeting.
All right, that sounds like everybody. Staff reports.
I'll start. basically we received the codification of the zoning regulations back just recently. And so I've been going through some of that. We've been dealing with some of the requests on the agenda and just the standard people who come into the office who are asking questions. It hasn't been very busy from that standpoint right now. I can't speak to zoning enforcement or the other stuff, but Mike can.
I mean, any activity in zoning enforcement is too busy. We have sort of the regular activity and things move at, you know, a snail's pace sometimes, but nothing earth shattering. There's no, you know, enforcement actions, but that we're ramping up because of non-compliance. We're sort of just trying to give people the time they think they need. We did, as Patrice mentioned, look at the zoning reg draft that came back from General Code. I've been sort of working with Rich to fit him in on some of the things that are going on now that he's solo in the building department, but also he's done a couple of things on the zoning side. As part of my homework, I did sort of put together or finish putting together the slide deck that we had talked about a couple of meetings ago pertaining to housing. So we can talk about that later. We can schedule that for a future meeting once you are fully staffed up with commission members. But I do have something that I think is worthy of presentation at this point.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike, I have a question. Did we ever, and maybe we did, and I just don't remember, did we ever resolve the storage, RV storage situation?
What's the name of that street?
Howard Road.
Near Abel Coyle.
We worked with the property owner and their engineer, and they do have an approved site plan that will bring them into compliance with the zoning regulations. Chicken and the egg. I don't know what the right analogy is, but the property isn't in compliance. The remedy was to present a site plan that was in compliance with the zoning regulations so they could bring the property into compliance. So they have done all of that. We had the town engineer do their reviews. All of those things were done. So now we're at that point in time where they have to execute the approval. But because the approval was granted, they've got to be given that time to do that. So I can't force them to come into compliance within 30 days like we would for a violation because the approval has a longer time clock. But we do have a fully compliant site plan that they are prepared to execute.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering. I couldn't remember if that was all settled or not. But okay, thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions? Okay. Old business. Schedule of 2024 regular meeting dates, and we have a draft.
Yes, and I've noticed an issue with the draft already. This is the second draft, actually. The first draft you received at your last meeting, and there was no action taken on it. And therefore, the first meeting in January will have to be a special meeting because your meetings can't be regular meetings unless they're at least 30 days from when you take this action. So the January 10th meeting, if you wish to keep that meeting, will be a special meeting, and I will take it off of this list, and the rest of the meetings can be regular meetings. That's why we usually do this in November instead of December.
All right.
Patrice, can you conduct legal business in a special meeting?
Yeah, you're just not gonna have public participation. You won't have residence forum. You won't have other business. You can't add to the agenda. So it's whatever's on the agenda is all you can do.
Okay.
So we have to make sure that Tom and I get the agenda right.
is there a problem? No problem with doing that on January 17th?
If every, you I mean it for later. The commissioners?
I just changed the schedule to.
You can if you want to do that. That's up to you. That's up to the commission.
Does the charter require we have 12 regularly scheduled meetings?
No, the charter doesn't require you have any meetings. You can meet as you wish.
Right.
But at your first meeting, if it's a regular meeting, can't be until at least 30 days has to pass from tonight. So your first meeting couldn't be until January 12th for a regular meeting. You can still have a special meeting. I mean, it's not a, if you want to hold the meeting on January 10th, it's just a special meeting.
Okay. Now, do we have to take a separate action to have a special meeting?
Nope. We just hold it. We just hold it. I'll just hold up. I will
post it.
Ask for the room and tell Kathy that we're going to be having a meeting that night. And we post the agenda. It will be listed as a special meeting.
Okay. I think in order to, accept applications, if there are any, we gotta have that meeting.
Yeah, you should. I'm not saying to cancel the meeting. I'm just saying it's just a different type of meeting.
Okay.
You can still accept applications. You do all your business at a regular meeting as long as it's on the agenda.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this is the board.
Yes.
I just have an insight into this. I clerked a lot of boards in other towns, and when they do their yearly meeting calendar for the regular meetings, they always put in the January of the following year meeting to avoid this situation.
You can do that as well. We typically do this in October or November. That's why it's not been a problem, but certainly you can do that if you want to add the January 2025 meeting date would be
January 8th.
It's just a suggestion. I'm just saying it's been done before.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Well, I think we decided not to do it the last meeting because we knew there were a bunch of commissioners that were changing, and we wanted to make sure it worked for everybody. Wasn't that our philosophy?
Excuse.
I mean, unless you're changing the day, are you planning to change the day from the second Wednesday of the month?
No.
I'd, to do that, you'd have to go through and check and see when rooms available and all of that, and what interferes with other committee meetings. That's when you're going to do it.
Is there any other discussion?
I think it's fine. Right. I like the idea of going to January 25 also. Then we won't have this problem if it ever crops up again.
Okay. Then I make a motion to approve the 2024 Planning and Zoning Commission regular meeting date schedule as amended. And I will tell you what that is. And file it with the town clerk's office as required by statute. The amendment that January 10th, 2024 will not be on this list of regular meeting dates. And Patrice will post that in a special meeting. And we will add January 8th, 2025 to the list.
Second
Tom Crockett. Is there any more discussion? I'll call the roll. Tom Crockett.
Aye.
Jeremy Flick.
Aye.
Marilyn Manning.
Aye.
Tom Robbins.
Aye.
Marlene Fiano.
Aye.
Jim Crockley.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Okay. New business, appointment of Planning and Zoning Commission regular member, still vacated term of Rodney Fournier, term ending November 20th, 2025.
I make a motion. I make the motion.
So can I just explain this for the record? The charter requires that alternates be giving the alternates of the same party be given the opportunity to take the seat of the that's vacated by the full member. And in this case, Stephen Clark asked for that. And apparently the RTC has also backed that decision. Certainly there can, Tom, you certainly can fight club for him for it, but if not, then he would be your automatic pick. If neither Steve nor Tom Crockett wanted it, then you could take somebody from the outside, but the charter does require that you go with somebody who's an alternate of the same party first. And the same will be true.
I'm not fighting anything.
He made the motion.
It's not going to fight anything either. So we're all.
I just wanted to explain.
Okay, but thank you for the offer. So I'll still make the motion for Diane. Right?
Steve Clark.
Oh, Steve Clark. Okay, I'm sorry. I make a motion to appoint Steve Clark to fill a regular member, Ronnie Forner, ending November 18th, 2025. Full of term.
So it's November 20th, 2025.
November 18th.
And November 18th is the right date because it says November 20th on the agenda.
Okay. It does?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The agenda says the 20th. The actual date is November 18th, 2025. Okay. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, it's just different dates on these two films.
Right. But it is the official date is November 18th, 2025.
Thank you. And we have a second.
Jeremy
Flick. Is there any discussion?
Who made the motion on that?
Tom Crockett.
Thank you.
Hearing none, I'll take a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, no. Hearing none, the ayes have it.
So this the same a little bit different but similar in the appointment of the alternate member. Kwan's seat, nobody ran for the seat, so the seat automatically becomes vacant. It can be filled by the Planning and Zoning Commission within 60 days, but it has to be a member of the same party. So Kwan has, as he said earlier, it has interest in having his seat back. And actually nobody else has come forward to me. I don't know if there's anybody else in the waiting there, but if not, I would not see a reason why you wouldn't want to put Kwan back in his seat.
Does he need a nomination, Patrice?
You yes. are doing the same thing. It's a motion to fill the vacant seat till November 18th, 2025.
So I'll make the motion to have Kwan fill his empty seat till November 18th, 2025.
I second that.
Motion, Arlene Fiano. Second, Jim Crawford.
Yep.
Is there any discussion?
Welcome back.
You've been a good contributing member.
You're going to want to vote on that.
Yes, we will vote. Any further discussion? I'll take a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, ayes have it. Okay, now.
So I would suggest you have a motion to add to the agenda an appointment of the Planning and Zoning Commission alternate member. And this would be to fill the vacancy of Stephen Clark, term ending November 18th, 2025. It's not on the agenda. You need to add that item to take action on it.
I move that we add that item.
Second,
Tom Crockett. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. And we will add that right now.
Would that be H?
No, it's going to be V1. Okay.
I make a motion to appoint Diane DiNunzio to fill the term of alternate member Steve Clark ending November 18, 2025.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Tom Robbins seconds. Is there any discussion? Okay. Thank you, Diane, for your interest. And you've been coming to meetings, so thank you very much. I'll take a voice vote on this also. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, let's have it, and you are appointed. Now, I'm a notary public, and so I asked the town clerk if I could take the oath tonight so that people could join right away, and the answer is no. It has to be done at the town clerk's office, so you can, you're welcome to listen in tonight, but can't really take part until you're seated.
Right. So both Juan and Diane would need to go into the town clerk's office at some point to get sworn into office, preferably by the next meeting in January.
Okay, next item is election of officers. And you can do this, Patrice, for the chair.
Yes.
Does Juan have to be sworn in again?
Yes.
It does.
Juan, that applies to you for the clerk, too?
Yes.
I make a motion for Tom Manning, the chairman.
I just have a question. You have two seats, right? It's chairman, and isn't the vice chairman and the secretary the same?
That's correct.
That's all you're electing, correct?
That's correct.
And currently it's Tom Manning and Jim Cropley.
Correct.
Okay.
I make a motion to have Tom Manning be our chairman.
I'll second that.
Who seconded it?
I.
Merrily, yeah?
Yes.
Any other nominations? Do you close it and cast a ballot for Tom and then vote on that? Is that what you do for an election?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You want a motion to close the ballot?
Yes.
We'll call the question, close the ballot.
Yes.
I'll make a motion to close the ballot, call the question. Second.
Is that Tom Robbins? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So Tom, you are now the chairman again. I think you can take over the meeting.
Okay. Do we have any nominations for Vice President Secretary?
Vice Chairman.
I make a motion for Jim Cropley to be Vice Chairman and Secretary for the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second that.
Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, we'll close the nominations.
You gotta have a motion to close the nominations.
I make a motion to close the nominations, please.
Second.
Motion, Marilyn Manning. Second, Jeremy Flip. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Yes, Erwin. Okay, aye. She says aye. All right. So all in favor of Jim Cropley, of the slate, Yeah. All in favor of the slate? Tom Manning for chair and Jim Cropley for vice chair. Secretary, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we have our officers. Okay, next up, the budget. Would you like to present this, Patrice?
Sure, you should have copies in front of you, large ledger size paper. If you need me to, I can put it up on the screen. It's up to you.
Patrice, the only thing I didn't see in there was our salaries.
Jim, you're still making the same as last year. Sorry, no raise.
No raise. Darn.
I just included a little more information so you could see how things have gone over since 2019. And it's sort of just gone up and down. It's not a great comparison because COVID kind of skews things sometimes, but as far as actual expenditures, we haven't expended very much of our budget, and that's typical. Outside of the recording secretary and the legal advertising, we typically don't spend that until the end of the fiscal year, so in the spring and early summer. However, just looking at what we've got for the budget, I basically have lowered it a little bit. I rounded up or rounded down the secretary payroll. It's just $5, but it is rounded down. I cut the professional education training because we have seemed to not use it. And what we thought and what is actually happening is the training seems to be fairly free. We haven't had to really pay for anything outside of the one class that people have gone to for the bar. But I think that the $300, cutting it back from $500, would cover that. The legal and advertising, I left it the same. Office expenses, I left the same. And the dues, I left the same. And the dues are basically the CTFP, ZCA dues and a couple copies of what's legally required. And that actually equals $200 right up straight. So I don't know if you have any questions. I don't know if you want to change the figures. That's fine. That's what I came up with for how we deal with the budget over the years.
Did we have instructions from the selectmen?
Did we have instructions from the selectmen? Meaning, yes, meaning, they want to adopt a budget. They want, as they asked for last year, I believe. I'm just looking for the letter. So the letter is, they're going for a budget with minimal increase. Any increase must be demonstrated by to be absolutely necessary for departments. I don't think we've asked for any increase. And they're looking for a fiscally responsible budget that maintains current services. If there isn't, it's mainly about increases. I can read the whole thing. I can put it up on the, would you like me to read the whole letter?
No, I just.
That's okay.
I think we understand it though.
So I don't believe I had any increases in the budget. I think I cut it back by $100. A couple hundred dollars, $205.
Patrice, if we needed more money to do something, they would probably give it to us anyways, wouldn't they? I mean, they can't not.
It would depend on what it is, but sure. I mean, if you have a reasonable ask and a reasonable, you know, for example, if the legal expenses for legal advertising, we ran out of money, they have to pay it. They take it from some. They'd either take it from one of our other accounts that wasn't spent, or it would come from somewhere. But if you wanted to ask for something that wasn't in the budget, the first question would be, can it wait till the next year to budget for it? Or, you know, can we find the money for it?
Right. So, you know, our new zoning regs, is that costing us any money?
It's not costing us money. The town has a contract that's being paid out of an account that's not the Planning and Zoning Commission's account.
Okay.
So we don't have to budget for it.
Okay.
So that would be like something that's covering all the ordinances.
Right. Okay. We're just trying to, Mike and I were getting tired of trying to search the old regulations. And so we decided if they'll do the zoning part of it, at least we can get one of those legs done and using it and see how it works. And it'll be a lot easier. And then we can move forward on the changes that you guys want to make. It'll be easier to do that as well.
Great. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the budget as presented for the 2020.
Who was the second?
Barely.
I'll second Barely. It. I didn't think Jim was, I didn't think he had finished.
Oh.
I'll second it.
Is there any further discussion?
The processing costs go down.
Don't tell anybody.
I'll take a voice vote on this one. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous.
There is a secondary form I have to fill out for the why one of the items is going down. And Tom, I'll run that by you before I send it, just so you can see it. But it looks like this. So it's just, you just put in where it is and they ask you for why.
Okay. All right. Discussion decision, request for waiver of extension of time to file plan with town clerk under zoning regulation section 16A4G2 and 16B5B. Special permit application for veterinary hospital, veterinary emergency care, 233 Boston Turnpike, and 12 Williams Road, Bolton Vet, Veterinarians of Eastern Connecticut, LLC. Application number PL-22-3. Would you like to tell us what this is about?
Yes. The extension that you gave Bolton Veterinary Clinic will run out on December 20th. They have been trying to find a way to retool their plan. They did send a letter, which I believe was in the packet, that basically they have directed their architect to redesign the hospital to reduce the size of the project, to reduce some of the costs, which they would then come back in and deal with the commission with that. But it's taking a while to get those plans done. And so he's asking for an additional 120-day extension for approvals under that permit so that they can come in for a modification. At this point, I don't think we want to put them through anything more since they are working on it. So I think the extension to grant the extension is what we should do.
Well, any modification would be put in front of the board again anyway, right?
They would come in for a modification as opposed to a brand new application. So they still might need a hearing. It just depends on how much they modify and how big of a modification it is. Same site.
Yeah, just smaller, so that shouldn't be an issue.
Right. So I'm going to guess the impervious will be less, offsite drainage, everything will be just less. That was a large construction project too on that site, basically because of the topography. So I think they're probably trying to calm some of that as well. So that extension would go, the 120 days would take them into April 18th. So that would be before your April meeting. So I think they're trying to get in here for that meeting in April, which would be April 10th. For an application for modification.
Okay, Tom Crockett will make the motion.
I make a motion to waive the 90-day filing requirements in section 6A.4.G.2 and 16B.5.B of the Bolton zoning regulations for all approvals granted under permit number PL-22-3 for Veterinarians of Eastern Connecticut, LLC, which applications and plans were approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission on May 11th, 2022, and grant an extension of time to April 18th, 2024 to file plans with the town clerk's office.
Is there a second?
A second.
Second, Tom Robbins. Is there any discussion?
We can go ahead with it.
Yeah, this is a long time Bolton business, very successful, and we want to help them expand. So we'll grant them any reasonable accommodation, and we think this is a good idea. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a voice vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, no.
19.
Hearing none, the ayes have it. That's unanimous.
Okay. Find a way.
Okay, we'll move down to item F, discussion possible decision on bond release request. Site improvement bond for Dollar General, 1100 Boston Turnpike, Garrett Holmes, LLC. Application number PL-21-5. And we have a...
No, we don't. Mike, do you want to explain this or do you want me to? The site bond?
I can explain it. So way back when the Dollar General was CO'd, there were some outstanding site improvements that were not in accordance with the plan. It was more a matter of timing with landscaping, lawn establishment, and some minor items related to the stormwater basin. So we took an administrative performance bond to cover the cost of those items and basically guarantee the installation of the landscape buffer that was required at the top of the berm between the building and the street that runs parallel to the site, which it escaped me. So they requested the bond release. We went out and did an inspection, and there are some that gaps one. some gaps. The planted berm leaves a little bit to be desired when compared to the approved plan. The other work is done. Joe Dillon is satisfied that the stormwater basin and all of that stuff is in compliance with the plan. But we're sort of in a position where the work required with the berm can't be done given the time of year. So really, we've got to wait until the spring when those items can be planted and we can really determine exactly what lived and didn't. So yesterday we reached out to the developer and said, here's where we're at. Our suggestion is that we just wait on any action related to the bond until we can confirm complete compliance rather than releasing a portion of such a small amount. So we put this on here because the bond had been requested to be released, and we're required within 60 days to notify the person requesting that release if we are not intending to release it. But at this time, we feel as though we should not take action to release the remaining funds.
Okay, I think the remaining amount is $6,000, so it's not a lot of money. Mike offered to walk the site with them in the spring, and basically, that one needs to replace, that one needs to be replaced. Just so we're clear, because it seems like there's been a little bit of confusion as to what needs to be done there.
Is there any action?
There's definitely a lot of dead plants there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the retention pond is now the engineer approves it, because they like go over there and they work for like 4 hours and tear it up, and then they don't show up, and then next thing you know, they're back there again. So that's all done now.
Joe signed off, the town engineer signed off on the basin, yes.
Okay.
And we do, I believe, have, it was part of the as-built. So all the elevations of all the infrastructure and is all included on the site's as-built.
Okay.
I think it's important we get the berm correct, because I know the neighbors were very concerned about that, and it should be done right in order to make sure that they're happy with the results.
So we table it.
Is there any action required on our part? Do we have to actually deny it, or can we just not act? And then you tell them no action is taken.
I think we'll put it in the minutes. Mike's written them a letter, and we will just put it in the minutes that the commission won't be taking any action till spring when the plantings can be reviewed.
Okay. We'll move down to item G, other discussion. We want to talk about, I know there's been a lot coming out about it, but we want to talk about training for commission members.
Sure. You would have received, I think today or recently, from Danielle, the land use administrator. I guess that was last night. She sent out a memo regarding hours of training, and she gave some dates that I believe they are going to do this at the town hall, if anybody's interested. We were talking earlier with Jim Cropley that you can do things on your own, and just, for example, Tom has done several sessions on his own, and he just sends me either something they've given him or, you know, that he attended and who it was and what he did. And I've just been keeping a copy of that in the land use training file in case we're asked. But it would be all the members except for the new members. So not Merrily, not Kwan. Actually, those are your only two new members, right?
Diane.
Right. And Diane.
You mean there's no deadline for December?
There's no deadline. Their deadline is next December.
Right.
For those three. The rest of you, however, need your 4 hours before the end of this year. Hmm. And I know I've sent some stuff. Mike, you said you had a link to sessions that they could watch and then certify that they watched the session.
Yeah, if you go to the CLEAR website, UConn CLEAR, Center for Land Use Education and Research, you'll see under their Land Use Academy, they have three modules that were previously presented by Halloran Sage, which cover the topics. So you can go on there and watch them sort of at your leisure. I don't believe there are any other trainings that are scheduled, sort of live trainings, be it in person or virtual, between now and the end of the year. So the self-guided trainings are probably what you're looking at. And I think the certification that we're required to make is in March, if I remember correctly.
Right. March 1st, I think their deadline for attending is December, isn't it? I think the reporting is March, right? So I think that's what Danielle sent out, which is a hyperlink to UConn CLEAR. And so the opportunity is there. If you want to go on and do it yourself, you can do that. Or if you want to come into town hall and you want to watch it at town hall, she gave a list of the dates and times that you can come in to do that. And if you wanted to do that, to let her know, she'd reserve one of the dates and times to do that. You can do it at town hall or on your own. And again, those of you attending the FOI session tomorrow night will count toward, I think Mike and I, we figured an hour, right? For training. And I believe the session is at town hall and virtual.
Was that at 6 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it begins at 6 o'clock. Did you need any more information?
Thank you. That's good. Okay. Next item, ongoing discussion, Bolton subdivision and zoning regulations. What have you got for us?
So,
anyone attending that has to she has to send you a link, right?
If you're going to attend via Zoom?
Yes.
For the FOI?
Yes.
Yes, please let her know. If you respond to the email she sent out, she will send you the Zoom access to it.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make, because I responded to her and she sent it to me because she said we needed it. So
yeah, they don't post them for the public because we've had issues with Zoom bombing.
Yep.
So I'm going to just share my screen briefly here to just show you what we got back. Or maybe I'm not going to show you my screen. Somewhere I have it here. Here we go. Okay. So this is what we got back from General Code. So you'll... It's a big document. There we go. So you'll see there's anywhere where there's a line here, it's been basically edited. And so anywhere there's a line in blueprint is where they have included changes. So this is 44 pages long. And Mike and I have been going through and just checking to make sure they've included everything. They're definitely getting their money's worth and taking out and including commas. The bigger items, I don't want to make you seasick here, but the bigger items were things that were amended during codification. And what that means is they noticed something in the regulations. They sent us a fix for it and they asked us, you know, they'd give it maybe one or two options on the fix. We chose the fix. And then this is the fix that ends up being amended during codification. So what's going to happen here, I'm about halfway through this at this point. What I'd like to do is send you anything that seems monumental. I'm happy to share this document. If you want to look at it this way, I can do that. Or we can just go over some of the major points next time, but you're going to hold a public hearing at some point to basically adopt the codified version with all the changes in it. So I'm not really sure how you want to do this, if you want to just trust the fact that Mike and I have looked at it and reviewed it, or you want us to send you either a copy that looks like this that tracks the changes, or something that's a finished version. Finished version is great, except you won't know what's been changed.
Yeah, we have both.
I mean, the amended version it shows the corrections right there is probably the best way to see what's there and what's been done, right?
Right. So, like I said, I assume that if I send this to you guys, your email will accept it. It's a pretty big document, but I assume it will work. I could print it out and send it to you that way, or I could do it via email, or I could do both depending on who wants it which way.
Can we download it from the website the same way we do packet?
If I can't email it, I could. I don't want to put something up on the website though until we're ready to do that. Okay. But I could have Danielle maybe make a link of it and send it that way, and that you can find a link to a Google Doc or something.
Okay.
So you want me to send it out ahead of time? Y'all can look at it?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do that. I would imagine once we do that, we set a public hearing, have our public hearing, and you'll adopt it. And then it will get codified. It will go up on the website. It'll be much easier to use and easier to search. So, and then we can start from there with the other things that we talked about already about going back through and looking at simplifying if we can.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds great to me.
Anything else to add to that, Mike? Are you good?
Yeah, I mean, as she said, 99.9% of all of that is grammatical updates. It is amendments pertaining to situations where we refer to something using a certain term at the front end of the document, and we use a different term at the back end of the document. So it's really consistency, grammatical stuff, things that we're missing, updates to statutory references, incorrect references within the document to sections. You know, we have like three or four places in the old regs that reference sections that don't exist. So they took the liberty of making those revisions, but they're not changing the substance or the content of regulations. They're not changing uses. They're not changing setbacks. You know, the way the regs are applied won't change. But because of the fact that it's all been completely reorganized, you can't really compare section to section because all the section numbers are different. The organization, you know, A, B, 1, 2, you know, that it's all doesn't match the old document in any way other than with the content. So it's a little harder to follow. But yeah, there's no real substance changes proposed.
Anything of substance would have been something we already changed. So they're adding it into the regulations. And or something where they found, like I showed you, the floodplain regulations changed or something like that, and we had an inconsistent language with what's in the state language or something like that. They asked us that. We found this. Do you want to A, keep it, B, change it to match the state, C, whatever. We chose what we wanted them to do, and that's the change that you'll see in the document. But like Mike said, you can't really compare the new and the old. So the tracked version is probably the best one to look at.
Thank you very much. So we'll take that up at a future meeting.
Hopefully next meeting.
Okay, our special meeting in January.
Right.
Is there any correspondence?
There was one letter we received from Mashad Law Group. It was regarding a proposed 999 kilowatt AC ground mounted solar photovoltaic facility to be located in Manchester at 250 Carter Street. We were notified because we are a budding town. I can scan this and send it all out to you. There's no action to be taken on our part. It's just a notification that the Siting Council will be reviewing the solar facility. There's no map included, it's just a letter.
Okay, so if we wanted to pursue it for any reason, we'd have to pursue it with the Siting Council.
Right.
Okay.
What number, Carter Street?
250.
250?
That's up top.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
That's very close.
Yeah.
That's right by Volpe.
Yeah.
Did you have something to say?
Oh, I just had I've driven by the senior housing before that went up on Loomis Street, and it looks good to me. I was just wondering how, if everything's going smooth there. It seems to be a good looking project so far. I don't know if you've heard anything or not, but it seems to be moving right along.
I think his goal was to get it closed in so he could work on it over the winter, but I haven't been by there, but I haven't heard any issues in the building department or anything else.
I know there was a little bit of neighborhood opposition.
Haven't heard anything from the neighbors.
No, it looks like it's going along smooth. Well, that's good. Looks good.
Yeah, went up quick.
What?
Went up quick. Quick. Sorry.
Real quick. Like 1970s quick. Right?
Amish
quick. You weren't there in 70, I was.
All right. Hey, Jim, it's your turn.
Mr. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. And 827?
Well, new members.
Yes, can I just, before you hang up, let me stop the recording. And